Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perches, Mishnah Dalad, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Am Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, Shamati, I heard, Shehasaris, that a person who is incapable of having children, we'll see later in the Mishnah if this was a natural condition or if he did this to himself. So what about him? Chalitz. He does Chalitza if his brother dies. V'choltzin l'ishtoi. And if he dies, his brother does Chalitza to his wife. But I also heard that a saritz does not do chalitza. I also heard that there's no chalitza done. So what's the halacha? If someone is incapable of having children, is there a chiyuv to do chalitza to his wife? Does he do it or not? Conflicting opinions. And I'm not sure how to reconcile these two different conflicting opinions. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ani afarish. I'll explain it to you. Sris Adam. If he went through the some type of castration process where he no longer could have children, it was done by himself, then he has to do chalitza to his brother's wife. He can't do yibum because he's a ptsuadak or a krushivcha, as we've seen previously, they're puzzled to marry, but he does chalitza. And we also do chalitza or yibum to his wife. Why is that? Because she did have a time of normalcy. That means to say, before he went through this castration, so then he was a regular person who was able to have children and to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. So even though later on he did this operation, he still does Chalitza, and we do Chalitza to his wife. However, says Rabbi Akiva, Srischama, somebody who is a naturally born person, he's born without the ability to have children. The reason that we call him Srischama literally means a star is someone who can't have children from the sun. It just means from the moment that he appeared under the face of the sun. So he never had a moment when he was able to have children. Loichelitz, Chalitza is not done to his brother's wife. We don't do chalitza to his wife, because he never had a moment of ability, of normal marriage. We learn from the pasuk. The pasuk says, when it's speaking about the deceased who died without children, it says that his brother should do yibim, so that his name shall not be erased from the Jewish people. But this guy, anyways, he's a saris, so there's no possibility of continuing on the legacy of his brother. Rabbi Lezer says, Loiki, that's not the halacha. Elus rischama chaylitz. If someone was born, let's say, without the ability to have children, then chaylitz v'choltzin l'ishtay, he does chalitza, and we do chalitza to his wife, because who knows, maybe there's some possibility to have some type of therapy or some type of medication to rectify his impotence. Sris Adam, l'chaylitz v'choltzin l'ishtay. However, someone that intentionally did a castration, and therefore cannot have children, there's no chalitza to him, there's no chalitza to his wife, because there's no way to heal him. Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira testified, al ben Megusas, at a fellow who is the son of Megusas. Shohayeh b'Yerushalayim, he lived in Yerushalayim, he was a Sris Adam. He became a Saris, he became impotent through some type of castration process, v'yibum v'sishtoi, and they did do yibum to his wife. L'kayim divi Rabbi Akiva, to fulfill the words of Rabbi Akiva, that a saris adam, somebody who is castrated by the hands of man, he does chalitza, and chalitza is done to his wife. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.